Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I cannot live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is the finale of winning the struggle to leave sin alone. And we are coming from the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. If you miss it live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fieldfire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or you can follow Morning Motivation to have each day's recording link text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. Just text the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. Additionally, I say to everyone, happy Valentine's Day. You are definitely loved. If no one else on earth tells you that they love you today, I love you, and most importantly, Jesus loves you. So learn all about me and everything else that you need to know. We do have a special upcoming event. I'll tell you about that at the end of today's show at fieldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Romans, chapter 7. Verses 14 through 25, reading from the KJV. For we know that the law is spiritual, I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth me. I find then a law. When I would do good, evil is present with me. Have you ever felt that way? For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with flesh, the law of sin. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. The finale of winning struggle to leave sin alone. Telling people to stop sinning is one thing, but how do you actually live that way? In other words, live sin-free in everyday life when our nature is drawn towards sin and sin feels so good. Let's wrap up steps 4 and 5 on today. If you missed steps 1, 2, and 3, you can hear them on the Morning Motivation page of fieldfire.com. Step 4, renew your mind daily. And even more frequently if needed. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, the Bible teaches us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So here in Romans, Paul tells us what we must do daily. We have to present the Lord every day. You must surrender unto him every day. You must be in prayer every day. There must be periods of fasting. There must be quality time with God, not just, you know, a flippant, hey, here I am, because God is not a booty call God. He wants relationship with you, intimate covenant relationship, time with us, praise and worship with us, fellowship with us. He wants us in his house. He wants us fellowshipping with the saints. This is necessary for us to be able to live a holy lifestyle. And then it's stated in Romans 12, holy and acceptable unto God. And it said, that is your reasonable service. In other words, it is the minimum that you should be doing, the minimum that I should be doing. And then it further said, so that you won't be conformed to this world. Our ways will not be the ways of the world. Our thoughts will not be the thoughts of the world. Our conduct will not be the conduct of the world, because our minds will be renewed to the end. Renewed to the end of service to the Lord. And then we will have the result of proving that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what I just read to you previously in Romans chapter 7, let us know how much of a struggle this is. Paul, do you understand? One of the main, apostles at this time, who had a Damascus experience with Jesus, is telling us that even when I want to do good, even when he wanted to do good, evil was always right there. Even when he wanted to do what was right, he kept finding that his inner man was struggling with his carnal or sinful nature. Sin feels good. Pleasure feels good. And I'm not just talking about sex. Just any kind of sinful desire feels good, because we have a sinful nature. So you have to renew your mind. And then when you renew it, you have to stay focused. In Philippians 4:8, the Bible states, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. This is what renewing our minds or step forward does for us. It puts us in a position for our minds to stay focused on virtuous things. Now understand, I said stay focused. This does not mean that Satan will not come and throw, temptation in your mind, or he will not come and give you sinful thoughts. So do not feel condemned, or do not feel that you are a failure and that you're sinning just because sinful thoughts come into your mind. That is Satan's job. The sin is when we surrender and submit to the sinful thoughts and carry out the sin, okay? So you have to understand that. Psychologists say that we have way over 1,000 different thoughts that go through our mind every day. Can you imagine that? Even while I'm speaking with you, different thoughts are going through your mind. But what you have to do is then say, I've surrendered my mind to the Lord. Get thou behind me, Satan. This thought is not of God. And then if you did think on it and if you did act on it, you got to repent. Father, I repent of that. I ask forgiveness and I turn from that sin. Father, renew my mind right now in the name of Jesus. And you just begin to praise the Lord to usher in that spirit of praise. We're talking about winning the struggle to live sin free. And then step number 5, and you're going to love this one. Understand that living sin free is an ongoing process, an ongoing battle, an ongoing struggle. You will not ever get to the place where you are just totally perfect in and of yourself. If so, there would have been no need for Christ. So living sin-free is an everyday battle. The difference between the Christian or the saved person and the unsaved is not that sin doesn't come into your mind. It's not that you haven't sinned. It's not that you may not sin again. The difference is the mindset and the lifestyle. The person who is saved doesn't seek out nor live in a lifestyle of sin, has a repentant and remorseful spirit, and will humble him or herself to the Lord whenever sin has occurred, and repent. Repent means to turn away, not apologize, but repent. Apologize just means I'm sorry. Repent means that there was so much remorse that I turn away from that thing or that lifestyle, okay? And then it's willing word not to go back into that situation. Whereas someone who is unsaved, they will live in that lifestyle. They don't care. It doesn't matter if you're going to church. Going to church doesn't make you saved. Being baptized doesn't make you saved. Being a preacher, singing a choir, you have people doing all of that, but they've never given their lives to Christ, or they're in backslidden states. No. Having a relationship with Christ where you are living a godly lifestyle, a holy lifestyle. And don't confuse holy lifestyle with me meaning that you don't wear makeup or you don't wear pants. No, I'm not talking about those things. Paul just told us what it is, right? It is an acceptable lifestyle which results in living the will of God so that it proves out to be the perfect, that good and acceptable and perfect will. It is to be separated from sin through the power of Jesus Christ. In the book of Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, the Bible teaches us that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. In order to win the ongoing struggle, you have to remember step 5. This is an ongoing struggle. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible teaches us to work out our own soul salvation. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, the Bible teaches us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Being saved doesn't remove you from calamity, catastrophe. It doesn't remove you from infirmity. It doesn't remove you from the attack of the enemy. What it does is it allows you to be protected with the consolation that no matter what happens, God still has everything in control. And this some great word. And in the book of Jeremiah 3:14, God reminds us that he is married to the backslider. So even if you have found yourself in sin or placed yourself in sin, or you are living in sin and you once were saved and you are in backslidden state, God still wants you to come back and win the struggle to leave sin alone. Now, this has been so powerful, but our time is almost up. So I want to remind you of the fact that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. That's Philippians 4:13. This battle to live sin-free is hard. The battle to walk away from sin, it is hard. The battle to submit and commit and surrender to Christ, it is hard. Live saved is not a bed of roses. You have to be willing to surrender your will, surrender your ways. Sometimes you have to be willing to take the high road when it's much easier to take the low road. Sometimes you have to be willing to walk away when you much rather stay there and bust someone's head to the white meat. Let's just be truthful this morning. Sometimes you take one for the team. Now, this does not mean that you're required to let people walk all over you. But what I'm trying to say is that as Christians, our goal is to try to exemplify Christ, to try to live sin free, and through him we have the power to do so. Isn't this some good word today? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. Father, we just say thank you for this powerful morning motivation on today. Thank you for empowering us that we have the ability and the capability through you to win the struggle to live sin-free. Father, we commit today that we will renew our minds daily and more frequently if needed. We commit today that we understand, Father, that living sin-free is not just a one-time or nor an episodic situation, but it is a committed lifestyle of surrendering to your will and spending quality time with you, loving you and following you and not being ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now for what they need. And I ask you, Father, to just send down your latter rain in their lives. Open the windows of heaven and do new things for them right now. Bless them and everyone in their household. Bless those whom they love. Father, have your way and just do miracles and great things, because Father, you desire, hallelujah, for your people to prosper. Now in Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give you our task, and we're going to end for today. Today our topic is the finale of winning the struggle to leave sin alone. Your task for today is to set aside quality time with the Lord. I don't care if it's in the morning, afternoon, evening, outside of morning motivation. Make sure you don't miss that. But make sure you set aside quality time with the Lord. And you can let this be your quality time. If you can't tune in live at 6:30 a.m., then guess what? You can sign up to have recording text to you at 8 a.m. And then whenever your time is throughout this day, it might be your break. It might be your lunchtime. It might be on your day, your ride home. It might be when you get home because you want to listen to this with your family so that you and your family have quality time with the Lord together. Then you listen to it. Make sure it's time that you can focus on the Lord. Remember, this is hot breakfast for your soul, and you can eat breakfast all day now. All right, IHOP, McDonald's, Denny's, don't you get to eat breakfast all day? Yeah. You can eat this for your soul all day long at any time because you need to set aside quality time with the Lord. All right, go to my website. I have the flyer up for the upcoming women's conference. I will be speaking as well as Ministers Keith and Kimberly Solomon and many others. It's going to be a great time, and it is free. It's Friday night, Saturday and Sunday of the last weekend of this month. All the information you need is on feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Look, you can win this battle, folks. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You got to